This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. President Donald Trump made a surprise visit to Afghanistan to spend time with U.S. troops on Thanksgiving. Trump arrived at Bagram Airfield shortly after 8:30 p.m. local time. He spent more than 2.5 hours on the ground. Reporters were under strict instructions to keep the trip a secret to ensure his safety. In remarks, he said he's working to bring U.S. forces home from the Middle East, but they are still securing the Syrian oil fields.
I've been saying for a long time, keep the oil. Hate to say it, I used to say it with a place called Iraq, too. Keep the oil. They didn't listen to me. I was a civilian. They didn't listen. Now they have to listen. But we kept the oil. And we kept it, and we can help the Kurds. We can help our partners. We can have it developed. It's where they got their wealth. That's where they got their money.
The president and the first lady made a similar trip last year to Iraq on Christmas night. That was their first visit to an active conflict zone. President Trump has signed two congressional bills in support of Hong Kong's pro-democracy protesters. China's reaction has been quick. Beijing summoned the U.S. ambassador to lodge a formal complaint over what it sees as interference in the affairs of its semi-autonomous territory. Hong Kong activists have been praising the American action. One of them is Joshua Wong.
No matter Democrats or Republicans, the new bipartisan consensus from both the U.S. administration and the Congress is to stand with Hong Kong to prioritize human rights and democracy and not being overridden by the trade negotiation.
NATO leaders are preparing for a two-day meeting in London to mark the alliance's 70th anniversary. The war in Syria and the ongoing threat from Russia will serve as the backdrop to the summit. For more on this and other stories, you can visit us online at voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News. With not too long to go before Election Day, Britain's opposition parties took swipes at Prime Minister Boris Johnson, while polls suggest the UK leader's Conservative Party has a substantial lead. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Jo Swinson, leader of the opposition Liberal Democrats, used the speech in London to argue that Johnson has dragged the office of Prime Minister through the mud. She declared that Johnson can't be trusted because he vowed to leave Britain out of the European Union by October the 31st and didn't, and said he would never ask the EU to delay Brexit, but did. Swinson went on to say Johnson wasn't fit to be Prime Minister and only had his own interests at heart.
Boris Johnson only cares about Boris Johnson, and he will do whatever it takes, sacrifice whatever or whoever is needed, to get what he
Britons
wants.
Will vote December the 12th to fill all 650 seats in the House of Commons. Johnson wants to secure a majority in the election so he can push through the Brexit divorce deal he negotiated last month with the EU. Karen Chamas, London.
There is some unwelcome news drawing world attention to North Korea today for its latest missile launches. Here's VOA correspondent Bill Gallo in Seoul.
Seoul estimates the weapons traveled about 380 kilometers before splashing into the sea. It apparently was the North's latest test of a large-caliber multiple rocket launch system. It is North Korea's 13th round of weapons tests since early May, after having refrained from any tests for about a year and a half. North Korea is intensifying pressure ahead of its end-of-year deadline for the United States to offer more concessions in stalled nuclear talks. North Korea last month walked out of working-level nuclear negotiations with the United States. It blamed Washington for the breakdown. The North has since warned it could restart nuclear or long-range missile tests.
That's VOA's Bill Gallo reporting. Americans gathered today to celebrate Thanksgiving Day. Snowy forecasts plagued much of the country. In New York City, the massive balloons of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade almost didn't fly. AP's Julie Walker has more.
While the giant character balloons had to stay very low to the ground as they made their way along the parade route because of wind gusts, the kids out here watching were not disappointed.
My favorite is the elf on the shelf.
I like SpongeBob. It's pretty cool.
The red Power Ranger. It was really funny.
I like Quid, Quid.
The Pillsbury balloon.
Oh, I say the Pikachu one.
Snoopy, yeah.
I like all of them.
My favorite was SpongeBob SquarePants.
At the 93rd edition of the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade, I'm Julie Walker.
Tomorrow is Black Friday. It's the biggest shopping day of the year in the U.S. when retailers count on taking in a major portion of the year's profits. Stores and online shopping sites offer deep discounts, and tens of thousands are expected to join in the fray. Marissa Melton, VOA News.